B-Pod Studios.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
Bob Bandy.
Hey, Bob. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing okay. We got a couple of minutes here before we
we
get back to it. just to let you know, the delay is, I guess, Bruce the Moose in Newbern on SFL is running a little late with his daily horoscopes.
Okay.
So we got to wait for him to finish up.
Okay.
Why are we waiting for him?
What's that?
Nothing. Why are we waiting for him? Can't we just start this? Can we just get on with it?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've talked to him, Bob, and he's not taking it well.
As per Brock, Stan needs to calm down and get more involved.
I thought he told me not to get involved.
Evidently he's changed his mind. Tom, you got my music ready to go?
Yep, you tell me when you're ready.
Okay, coming your way in 3, 2, and 1. Good morning, everybody. This is Bullet Bob Bandy on the Beasley Broadcast News Network, coming to you live from the scene of the tragic California wildfires. We are the first network news crew to arrive on the scene here in the tiny hilltop community of Sierra Bonita Ranch near the small town of Acton, California. We are broadcasting live from on top of Old Smoky Hilltop Pancake House and Full Liquor Lounge, where the house special is your choice of a delicious short stack of their famous pancakes with authentic Kentucky bourbon syrup or parboiled chicken with buttered corn. Whatever your choice, you'll receive a complimentary flaming cocktail expertly prepared with flair by resident mixologist and night manager Ramon Dominguez. Pardon? He is in charge, as he has been heroically for the past several days, following a severe fire-related injury to the proprietor of the establishment, Tom Reams. My colleague now joining me on the Beasley Broadcast News Network, his name is Stan.
Yes, hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
It's great to work with an old pro, Stan.
Yeah, likewise, Bob, and you guys are doing some good work out there.
Continuing now, this impressive community has completely burned to the ground on an annual basis since the turn of the last century. Yet these resilient, some would say obtuse, residents continually rebuild with an ever-deteriorating quality of construction.
What the hell?
We'd like to take this opportunity now to introduce the owner of On Top of Old Smoky Hilltop Pancake House and Full Liquor Lounge, Mr. Tom Reams. Now, I should warn you, Mr. Reams may be a bit hard to understand. And I should also let you know that this is not due to any mental defect. It is, in fact, a direct result of his fire-related injury.
Wow.
Mr. Reams' jaw has been wired shut. Wired shut not by a licensed physician, but by his pantryman, or manservant, if you will, Mr. Ramon Dominguez, using charred chicken wire from his scorched chicken coops, which had in the past provided much of the lunch and dinner fare here at the restaurant.
This is for real.
So let's talk to Mr. Reams.
Okay, Stan, this is Mr. Tom Reams. He is the owner of On Top of Old Smoky Hilltop Pancake House and Full Liquor Lounge.
Good morning, Mr. Reams.
Hello?
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
I guess you had a little problem with your jaw. How are you injured? I don't know what the hell he's saying. What?
Yeah, wait, hey.
Put Bob back on,
put
please.
Put Bob back on. Stop. Hey. Bob. I know.
So maybe that doesn't work so well for.
Nice job there, Mr.
Hand
Reams.
The phone back to Bob.
Appreciate that. What is he trying to do to me? What,
boy, there are a lot of heroes out here in California, Stan, as you well know. And Mr. Tom Reams, certainly top of my list anyway.
What are you trying to do to me? What are you trying to do to me?
Mr. Reams, in an effort to increase the moribund customer base of his restaurant, fraudulently stated that his restaurant had been certified what's known in California as SIP, or Shelter in Place. After several customers complained that they were weathering a firestorm at a poorly constructed replica log cabin, peppers flared. One gentleman questioned whether the building was fire retardant and then proceeded to intimate that Mr. Reams was a fire retard himself. Fisticuffs ensued, and Mr. Reams, unfortunately, found himself on the business end of a brutal beating, the likes of which this reporter has not seen since a young Rodney King took a baton bath at the hands of the Los Angeles Police Department.
Hey, hold it.
So he wasn't injured directly by the fire. He was injured by an angry patron.
This has nothing to do with the California wildfires.
We're going to step away now for approximately 2 minutes for local stations to identify themselves.
This is plain wrong.
This is the Beasley Broadcast News Network.
This is,
we're clear.
This is plain wrong.
Stand.
What?
Stand by for Brock.
What are you trying to do to me?
Tom?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you let Stan know that he needs to stand by for Brock Beasley ASAP?
Okay, no problem. Hey, Stan, you need to stand by for Brock Beasley ASAP.
Okay, I'm standing by. What else am I going to do? I get fed this garbage. Fed cheap-ass garbage.
That's been paid for.
Hey, man.
Hello, Mr. Beasley.
Stan.
What?
Why are you screwing the pooch, man?
I'm not. It's not me. Why are you doing this to me?
Who is effing up my broadcast?
It certainly isn't me. Don't you see what he's doing out there? You're right there with him. I'm supposed to interview a guy with his jaw wired shut, and he's cussing, and it has nothing to do with the California wildfires. He got into a restaurant fight.
Well, calm down, okay? That's my bad.
Yeah, of course it's your bad.
That's my bad. I told Bob that I wanted to get you involved in the broadcast, see if you know, if you had any goods.
And I'm supposed
if you had anything to bring to the table.
I didn't even understand the guy other than his cussing.
Hey, man, let's all just calm down.
What are you doing out there, Brock?
I'm enjoying a short stack and a bunch of drinks. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool, really.
What? Yeah. Okay. What do you want me to do? I don't.
Hey,
is Bush League.
When we throw it back to Bob.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure that you get a legitimate interview, so you get a chance to shine. That last one, let's just forget that happened.
Okay, I'll forget that it happened. That was a bad move.
And I apologize.
Okay, I accept your apology, sir.
I apologize, and you deserve a shot at a legitimate interview from the fire scene.
Thank you, Brock. Okay. Thank you.
That last guy couldn't talk. His jaw's wired shut. That's Bob's fault, and I'll deal with him.
Okay, well, good. Somebody's dealing with somebody other than me.
Because this is your time to shine.
My time to shine. How is this?
You're being heard on over 10 radio stations.
Wow.
Woo.
That's a first for me.
And two of them are FM, including yours.
Okay. That's great to know.
Hold on for Bob, and he's going to pull the reins in on this thing.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. You there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm here, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
We're out here in California. I see a smiling Brock Beasley.
And you're supposed to get me a good interview this time, not some guy with his jaw wired shut from a fight.
You know, I apologize for that. I didn't realize that it was. I could see that his jaw was wired shut, but I
yeah,
heard
but
him
you
yelling
still
at
throw him to me.
I assumed he could speak.
Yeah, why didn't you find that out before you put him on air?
Coming your way in 3, 2, and 1.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bullet Bob Bandy on the Beasley Broadcast News Network, coming to you live from the scene of the tragic California wildfires. Our location, Sierra Bonita Ranch, near the small town of Acton, California.
Yep.
Broadcasting live from on top of Old Smoky,
right.
Hilltop Pancake yep. House, and Full Liquor Lounge, where today the house special is your choice of a delicious short stack of their famous pancakes with authentic Kentucky bourbon syrup
right.
or parboiled chicken with buttered corn. Whatever your choice, you'll receive a complimentary flaming cocktail expertly prepared with flair by resident mixologist and acting manager, Mr. Ramon Dominguez. Joining me, my colleague here at the Beasley Broadcast News Network, Stan. Good morning, Stan.
And good morning to you, Bob.
Pardon?
Give us an update. What's going on out there, Bob? Describe the scene for us.
I think I described it pretty well.
No, you're talking about food specials and bourbon, flaming bourbon syrup.
Flaming
well, that's,
bourbon.
That's what's going on, and I think out of all of this, the real hero is Mr. Ramon Dominguez. Before these fires began, he was simply the night manager.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is running everything here at the on top of Old Smoky Hilltop Pancake House and Full Liquor Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
He is also responsible for providing the delicious flaming cocktails. And he's responsible for doing that with flair, as directed by Mr. Tom Reed.
Hello?
Ramon, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we are...
Do you speak English?
What?
Do you speak English?
Jackass.
Hey, shut up!
You
shut up!
English? You speak English, you kook? And there you have it, a hero among heroes.
This is plain wrong!
This is the Beasley Broadcast News Network.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon.
management of Beasley Media Group would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to.
But
we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Jeez. Hi, everybody. This is something so wrong. Something. Hi. Maybe I just got to keep it down low now. I don't know. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney.
I just got a quick question for you, Stan.
Yeah.
Was it your intention to kill me?
I didn't know it was going to be that bad for you, but let me start from the beginning. Because we got a lot to cover.
Because I didn't think it was.
No. Let me get things out. Things have changed in here. People have been... No, it was not my intention. And I wanted to make it as easy as possible, but in Las Vegas, Nev, it requires a lot of walking. And I think other than going over to Caesar's Palace, I think that was the when I was with you, that was the longest walk you took.
Yeah, that was the one that convinced me I may as well just give up now.
But that was just across the street.
Folks, many of you already know this. But for those of you that haven't been in a desert environment, you can look at a structure and see it quite clearly and think, you know what? That's right down the street. Why don't we just walk down there? And it's miles and miles and miles.
I got to bring this up.
Bring what up?
Because I still have my calendar. See, first of all of Southwest Florida owes me a thank you because I got out of Dodge and you got spared. I told you on the Friday that I was here, I said, I'm leaving early. And guess what? No matter what decision I make, it's going to be, if I waited till Saturday, the hurricane would hit. If I left early, it was going to go and swing away, and it did.
All right. For those of you that have no idea what we're talking about, Stan decided it would be a good idea to get married in Las Vegas. He did so, what was it, Thursday?
Thursday. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you kindly.
And all was successful. But it took a toll.
It did take a toll. Hey, here, look. this is on Monday. I walked 7.3 miles. On Tuesday, I walked 11.91 miles.
That's unacceptable. That's not a vacation, sir.
On Wednesday, yeah, right. I walked 9.69 miles.
What are you thinking?
Because, and that, my friends, was with the monorail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to things that are just across the street and right around the corner.
And I want to thank everybody that came out there. Haney, Dave came out there. My daughter and her boyfriend came out for the wedding. In her family, her mother and father.
Well, she was very well represented.
Yes, her uncle and his lady friend.
I, as often happens at social gatherings, my initial reaction is I don't want to go. And then once I get there, I get too enthusiastic. And so I'd say I probably drank the majority of the champagne bottle.
Yeah, you did. Well, you know what? There was an extra one there. I didn't know they supplied two bottles, and I wound up giving that to her father.
Why'd you do that? Because I was sitting there, and I ended up...
I told you, drink up!
Well, I ended up bonding with Uncle Mike, and
Isn't he a great guy?
And then the next thing I know, I see, you know, you guys got presents in your hands looking at me like, how long is he going to talk to Uncle Mike for? We
gotta
go.
I got talking to Uncle Mike. I'm learning things about him, because that was the first time I met Uncle Mike.
Mike's a hell of a guy.
Also, I didn't know that, because he's an auxiliary deputy in Arizona. Found out NAM Vet Air Force was there during Tet.
Yep. And now, you know, it's not like being around here a voice officer. He works on the border.
Yes, but his house is 40 miles from the border.
So he knows what goes on.
Yes. Now.
And you know what I noticed?
What?
Uncle Mike, is that on her dad's side or her mom's side?
Dad.
The rest of us flew there. Uncle Mike lives in Arizona and drove 6 hours one way to be at your wedding.
Yep.
He was the only one that brought a physical gift.
How the other family brought something much more valuable.
What's that?
Cash.
You're supposed to say themselves.
Right. Well, that's
you don't acknowledge
that. Well, you talked about a physical gift. I talked physical. Amount of money I lost in Vegas.
Yeah, so I think that as the best man, I'm entitled to a small percentage of whatever you receive.
Why don't you ask me the question ahead of time? Did you ever have your hand on those checks, and then they go into your bank account, Stan? Because
well, there is no
and,
more your bank account. Yeah, yeah. It's ours.
Well, okay.
Ours.
Yep.
It's all ours now.
Can I make a special announcement? And I don't want to say because it's full of potholes, busted drywall, and a lot of smash and dent. But Dave the Waterman did his job. He took care of you, he took care of me, he took care of everybody, including himself, quite heartily, I might add.
I don't understand that.
But he took... Oh, you don't understand that.
No.
You don't understand that.
I think the man was a champion.
He was a champ.
Because...
you know how you brought a lot...
What time did you get home?
Like, I landed like at 10:30, and then I finally came through the door at like 1 a.m.
Well, originally, I figured we'd be beat, and I had a room waiting for us in Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Dave slept on the plane and volunteered to drive all the way home.
Well, he said, okay, I don't want to put words into his mouth. It's early in the show. He said, and he said it on his podcast, too, because he talked all about the trip on the podcast.
No, you did the podcast?
Yeah, of course he did.
So, I figured you'd be wiped out, man.
No,
you look wiped out now.
He had stuff to say.
What, did you have plenty of energy for the podcast?
Yeah, no, damn right he did.
I saw it. I have to keep plugging along, boys.
So he claims, you're saying he slept on the plane? No. He claims...
Well, you made a bra.
He claims you were in the deluxe seat. He was next to a baby in a little seat that was pooping all over him.
We were... No, listen. We were both in deluxe
and
seats.
And that Haney had the deluxe sitting away from you, and you had to sit next to a lap baby that was crapping.
No, yes. He made a bra.
Yeah, he was in the seat in front of me and...
Well, then how come he didn't smell it?
I don't know, man. The guy...
Because I had headphones on.
And he was zoned out, man. He was zoned out. But there was a woman on the plane that decided to change...
How much would you say that woman weighed?
Oh, my God.
400?
Yeah, between her and her daughter, I'd say a good 700.
Well, where's 700. The baby in all of that? You were sitting next to
You're talking
to a baby.
About return trip? Because we had a baby on the way there, too.
Yeah, we had a baby on the way there. That was the return trip. But she decided to change the diaper in the seat right next to me.
Right.
Oh, yeah, no shame.
Yeah, what she asked you for you to hold the baby's head while she...
And it was
Stan,
I understand Dave's telling a story, and he's got a certain way of telling it, but as far as me having to be a fact checker because I was there, on the way back, the only seats I could get were... me sitting in front and him sitting behind me.
Right.
If I had picked him any other seat, he would have been all the way to the back of the plane.
All right. Right.
So I picked the two seats available up front.
Yeah.
Now, Dave was seated next to a bro.
Yep.
Both Dave and I were in the aisle seat.
Mm-hmm.
In the window seat by Dave was a bra, and I heard Dave talking about... He had this guy convinced that he was a rock star and talking about El Camino.
Yep.
And so across the aisle on the opposite window seat was the lady with the baby.
Yes.
Oh, so it wasn't next to you.
She changed the baby in the aisle seat. I was in the aisle seat. She's in the aisle seat next to me.
No, she wasn't. She was in the window seat.
Yeah.
That was the daughter. The mother's the one that changed the diaper.
Oh, grandma changed the diaper.
Grandma changed the diaper.
Okay.
And you want to talk about stank?
Was it worse than on the way there? Because Dave, on the way there, we were sitting side by side, and there was a baby behind us.
Yeah.
And every time you'd just smell him break the seal, you know what Dave would do?
What?
He'd start giggling and elbowing me.
Yeah.
I guess that first baby was funny. The second baby wasn't.
Yeah, the second baby was rank.
And I gotta, we gotta take a break. We're gonna talk more, but I want to learn more because I saw you every day you were out there.
Yes,
and then the downtime from Haney, I was hanging out with you.
And I'm amazed at what I'm amazed at is that periodically we'd meet up. And I would get a totally different story as to what happened from you versus what I got from Dave.
I'll get into all of that. And here's something I don't know that you know about. Because I just found out about it from Matt Mangus when I came back. He said, Dave was telling me all about the great time he had on his trip. I said, well, he did a good job.
Dave told me he saved the day for you.
What?
I don't have time.
When you had that phone call and you said, no, leave him alone.
I don't have time.
At the airport?
I don't have to.
The ticker tape parade?
Oh, yeah.
And you saved him from that.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. Now.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
tell you for a fact you didn't. Because two people have told me this, and it had nothing to do with you. Secondly.
Dave told me it was all him.
No, it had nothing to do with him. Secondly.
That he put a stop to it.
No, he did not. Secondly,
because I told him good job.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Secondly,
misinformation.
Secondly, before I take this damn break, I want to know about evidently an English woman that you hooked up with.
Oh, Jesus!
You're damn right.
Do you know anything about that?
Well, I guess.
Did you ever see her?
No,
I didn't ever see her.
I never saw her, but I understand that Dave was about ready to close the deal when the husband showed up.
That's right. There's no such woman.
What?
No, there's no such woman.
How did you find that out?
I'll explain later on.
How do you know?
I ain't got time right now.
Why would you make that up, Dave?
I didn't make it up, man. The guy lives.
Although the story did switch when you were telling me that
one time
she was from England and then the next time you said Australia.
She's from England and she lives in Alberta. Met this dude like 30 years her senior.
Will you stop getting all
which
over
is just
animated?
Plain sick, isn't it?
It is
30
sick.
Years her
that
senior.
That is just sick and disgusting.
I got to do a... Haney and I have to do an Xfinity commercial.
How people can...
Do you mind?
...consummate like
I'm
that.
I'm asking you to shut up or I'll cut off your mic. Haney and I want to tell you a few facts about our friends at Xfinity. Xfinity's internet service brings your entire experience together by connecting other services. Annie and I have told you about this. The X1, the Xfinity Home,
second
the Xfinity
to none,
Mobile.
My friend. Second to none.
It is second to none. It is America's best internet service provider, according to SpeedNet. And you can just sit back, enjoy reliable, fast speeds for all of your streaming needs and to power all of your devices.
And you know what's coming up?
What?
We're coming smack dab into new video game season. That's a lot of downloads.
Yep.
You want it fast.
Stay connected on the go with their over 19 million free Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots.
Do you know I connected to an Infinity hotspot while sitting waiting at a gas station in Lauderdale?
Xfinity hotspots nationwide. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today
to learn
more.
It's very, very good. You'll like it.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney back from vacation, all new shows for this foreseeable future. Coming up, we'll have the grab bag here for you. And later on today, the Wayback Machine. Dave the Waterman, Mark Haney, and I all back from Vegas. Before we do the grab bag, I just want to throw one more thing out there.
Mm-hmm.
Did Dave tell you that my father-in-law called him a punk.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
So,
what?
I want to set the story.
Set it up.
Because my father-in-law, he's a cool guy.
He's awesome cigar-chomping, take-no-crap MF-er.
Awesome guy.
Now, he was palling up with Dave at the wedding.
Yeah.
And because Dave had a nice shirt on and his best pair of blue jeans.
No hat.
And no hat, and it was cleaned up.
But you could still see his no regrets tattoo.
Yes. So, that night, we're over by the In-N-Out Burger in the little alleyway
by the link right there.
By the link.
In-N-Out Burger.
And we're having, some drinks and smokes and all that.
Beers.
And then my father-in-law comes around. He's got a bag. He's got Coronas in the bag, cigars in the bag. And so Dave is sitting next to my wife on the steps. And
hold on a second. Let's mark that down. I believe that's the first time.
Yeah.
2:44 and a half p.m.
Yeah.
Stan just referenced his wife.
Yeah.
Me and my wife.
No, he doesn't say it that way.
No. Right now I say wife.
Yeah, perky.
Yeah. So Dave is there like a bum now.
I got my hat on.
He's got his hat. Yeah,
and your socks.
Yep.
He walks up to see his daughter and give her a hug and all. And Dave's standing right next to her. And he said, "Get the F out of my way, you punk."
He says, "Get out of the way, punk."
And then
I'm like,
why do people speak to you
because he looks like a punk.
Well, first of all, I'm like, dude, bro, we've met, man. I think I know you. He's like, "Get out of the way, punk." And then it took a minute. And then that's when...
And then it dawned on, wait, then they were best buddies again.
Yeah, and he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry.
Dave, do you need another shirt?"
What do you mean?
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, but I'm not the one to bark about it. I'm staying quiet about it.
No, I'm serious. I'll get you one. Do you need another shirt? Because you're wearing the same shirt you wore every day in Vegas.
No, dude, I only wore this one. Okay, 2 days in Vegas.
We got the picture of you with the cop wearing that shirt.
Yep, there you are being hauled away by a cop. Take a look. It's posted on the website. Dave being removed, no joke.
From the buffet bar.
I don't see a buffet there, Dave. You're being removed from Bally's.
Yeah.
In the same shirt you're wearing right now, same hat you're wearing right now,
I know.
Same shoes you're wearing.
Same
right
socks.
Same everything.
No. Well, he just didn't take
Seriously, do you need another shirt?
He didn't take a liking to
it. Is there something special about this shirt?
Absolutely, dude. It's got UV protection.
Yeah, well, guess what? The UV protection wears off when you don't wash it.
Would you like to have one with Psycho Michael on it or something?
I do wash it. Okay. I know how to do laundry. Yeah,
by hand in a sink?
Okay.
He happens to have a washing machine.
Oh, thanks to you.
And not only that, I use a rake.
Did he give you the money I gave him for cigarettes?
Of course not.
Grab bag brought to you by Pewter.
Oh, that's a whole other.
That's a whole other story.
We got a week's worth.
I'm not even remembering half the stuff about you.
Oh, I do.
I haven't even told you about the degenerate I hung out with on the first night there.
Oh, my God.
Dave? Was it you?
Dave is not a degenerate. He's a good boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a punk.
No, he's a good boy.
That's right.
Whatever.
Dave was a champion.
He was.
Because, if there's one thing I need above all else in the entire universe, it's iced tea. And we were on one of the top floors of a hotel. What would you say, about a mile and a half every time you had to go get an iced tea?
Oh, at least.
And the time that he was hanging out with us, we were all the way down at the MGM Grand, the south end of the strip.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, we were mid-strip where we were staying, and you thought going across the street. We were at the south end of the strip when you texted him, "I need an iced tea." He, to his credit, dropped everything that he was doing and went to get you an iced tea.
And how many ounces would you say those iced teas were?
32.
No.
48.
They weren't 32 or 48. No, they might have been 24.
Yeah, 24.
And how much was it every time I wanted a glass of iced tea?
Oh, my God.
How much?
I think they were like $12 or something.
Yeah. Real easy. You know, people laugh and go, oh, so you come back from Vegas broke, huh? Oh, you shouldn't have gambled.
Yeah.
You don't have to gamble. They'll take your money one way or the other.
I told you what it was for a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, God.
One pack, $16.50.
Yep.
Do you remember those crappy sandwiches we had when we were about to pass out?
Yeah.
Those were as much as the In-N-Out burgers were.
Get out.
Yeah.
God awful.
To his credit, here's where I'm going to give him credit. Here's where I'm going to give him credit where credit is due. So he was, killing time hanging out with us because I had done finished eating. I had a frozen drink I was sipping on, and we were outside. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I just stay out here for a few hours until I hear from Haney, and then I go and run his errands. He's not ready to eat now for another 2 hours, so I've got 2 hours to kill.
Are you talking about the last night?
The night before. This was the night before.
Oh, he was fine the night before.
And so I said, he goes, I just sit out on these steps out here and just wait for him to text me, and then I go get his food.
Yep.
I said, well, I'll go get your food with you this time.
Yeah.
No, that was the last night.
It was not. It was not the last night.
You went with him the first time?
It was the day of the wedding. It was Thursday.
Yeah, so, and we left on Friday.
Okay. So the last...
You were the one keeping him from getting my burgers then.
No, I was not!
That was the first time I had to admonish him. Where the F is my food?
I'll tell you right now, I went with him.
Yeah.
And the mob outside the In-N-Out Burger, and then we go in, and he, to his credit, he fought his way through the line. He goes and orders...
Oh, yeah.
And there's no rhyme nor reason to them. Order 17's ready. Order 132's ready. Order 5 is ready.
He knows how to navigate it.
And so he's sitting there waiting for, and I still remember, it was order number 11.
Yep.
And it must have been a half hour before the food even came up.
Yeah.
And then, you know what he said to me? I said, this is amazing, Dave, that you're doing this.
I do it every damn day. I do, this is my life.
What?
I do it every day.
What? What's that about, Dave?
And I just went and took my food and went back to the room.
And speaking of which, real quick, I want to ask you.
What do you mean it's your life every damn day?
Hold on one second.
I got to do the grab bag.
Did you like the burger? What'd you think of it?
That's a damn good burger. That is a tasty burger.
You're damn right.
That was great.
A couple in Pennsylvania, it seems like a Dave move. A couple in Pennsylvania is facing charges after $120,000 was accidentally deposited into their account.
Woo!
Evidently there was a mistake made and they weren't supposed to have $120,000.
Let's play How Fast Can You Spend It?
Yep.
That is kind of shocking. I mean, with all the procedures the banks have set up and, you know, checking and double checking, triple checking, there's no way anybody gets away with that stuff.
I wouldn't do that and check in with the bank first before I did anything. I'm not that dumb, but I mean, yeah, some people do stupid things sometimes.
Shut that dog up. I have this, and I'm told it is Dave. Evidently, when he was in Vegas thinking that weed's legal over there, it's certain amounts that you can have.
It's sort of legal.
Yeah.
They got a big, like, Costco-sized weed building. Yeah, yeah. But then they tell you it's not really legal, but it's not really illegal.
So, yeah. Dave...
But it was everywhere, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, chiefed out everywhere.
Well, I got a proof of it because evidently you were carrying a little bit too much weed, Dave, and the cops took it.
Yeah,
and you wanted to go and tell them it's legal to have it, and the cop wouldn't.
I had two cops come here last night and steal my weed, and I want it back. It's only like 4 grams, but it was really good weed. And from what I know, 100 grams is cool.
Yeah.
Right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
I'm wrong.
Where did you get that information?
What are you
from?
Talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
It's not. I'm just here to tell you that. It's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where you been the past 2 months? I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to talk to me like I'm dumb.
Yeah.
There's Dave. Actually, that was a guy in Ohio. Just
unreal,
like
man.
You would have backed him up, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I'd been like, dude, this guy can chief all he wants, man. Let him go.
You want
to
take a look?
Do you know we never made it to the pot store?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You said you were going.
We.
Are you sick?
No. No, I'm not sick. No, yeah. we never made it, but I will tell you this much, man. Our hallway.
Because we had the smoking room.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I know. I could tell when I got up on the floor.
Yeah, did
oh,
yeah.
You know what? I am sick of you because you know what? Stan came to my room one time.
Right.
And you know what he did first thing he walked in?
What?
Oh, I can smoke in here.
Yeah, it's a smoking room.
And everybody lights up, smokes, and sits down and has a wonderful time. And now he's going, oh, I could smell it when
no
I got
about
up
it.
There.
I get on that floor, I can smell it.
Well, what the hell's your problem? You smoke.
I want you to see.
You've always done that.
What do you mean?
You're a self-loathing smoker.
I'm a clean smoker.
No, you're not.
I want you to take a look at this woman. She's 30 years old. She's from Des Moines, Iowa.
All right.
Her name is Catherine Sears. She's a lawyer. But she also travels a lot to Nevada because she's a prostitute.
Ah.
I'd have to get my taxes out and look at it. The best I did was I made $55,000 in 3 weeks. We degrade women who are open about sexuality. You're supposed to be this way, and if you're not this way, you're bad. And if you stray from that, you're also bad. So I think it's a lot of indoctrination. Their bodies belong to them, and we have absolutely no reason to be telling them that you cannot condition your consent this way. I think the more we talk about it, the better our chances are of getting the decriminalization that we're pursuing. We're not going to have legislative change if we're passive about it.
Oh, if you got a girl, work it.
No, I just saw a picture of her with what appeared to be her husband and an infant.
Yeah, but she's working. She's a working gal.
No.
Lawyer? Prostitute.
You know what? I'm perfectly willing to look the other way until I see a small child. Then it's time to retire.
She keeps it away from the kid.
Yeah.
Really?
What about those microscopic hitchhikers?
That's true. You'd think maybe she'd take some kind of cyst bath. Now, hold on.
Some kind of what?
Cyst bath. Dave.
I thought you were going warzy on me for a second. What did the Sith have to do with this?
See, Dave,
she been banging Darth Maul?
tell me what this woman's saying.
All right. Because
she's from your neck of the woods, California.
Mm-hmm.
A woman in a store in California went on an incoherent screaming rant for no particular reason. None.
That's normal.
Is that according to her?
According to witnesses, she couldn't be reasoned with and had to be escorted out of the place. Tell me if you even know what she's talking about.
All right.
You're a gay girl! You're acting like a gay girl! I don't want you to run the check! This is not a man! This is a gay, stupid, weak, wasted, messy, equipment, and girl!
Leave.
You know, I need a lot more space between me and life! You're a mentally equipment, and girl! The woman has to stand for 135!
I know what it is. It's like when Dave beats himself up.
Yeah. It also sounds like that she's being evicted from her own private shopping space.
But isn't that like when you start going, oh, Dave, you're such a dumbass. And
you're such
stupid.
Yeah. Get it together, Dave. Get it together.
I'm telling you to get it together.
You know?
No, he's telling himself.
Yeah, you know, bing
bong.
You
got it again, Dave.
Bing bong.
Dave, what is this? What is this sound? What is this? I'm going to give you a multiple choice.
Hold on.
All right. Easy. I'm going to give you multiple choice.
I know what it is.
Is that four macaws begging in a pet store? Is that a rhesus monkey having a play date? Or is that two koalas fighting?
That's a trick question. It's none of the above. It's a mutant calf born with human face.
I'd say that's a couple koalas, Dan.
It is.
Have you seen it?
Seen what?
The mutant calf born with a human face.
What?
Is this from a while ago, or is this
no,
new?
No, this is brand new.
It's going to scare me.
It's right here if you want to see it.
Can you? Do you have it, Rob?
Yeah, so Rob, can you get it?
So I can take a look. Let me see. I'll be the judge if this is a cow with a human face.
It's a mutant calf born with a human face.
Awesome. I love oddities.
I'm seeing. Is that it?
Where?
No. Rob, go to Drudge Report. Scroll down briefly.
Let me see that. We got to take a break. We'll take your phone calls more about...
There it is, right there.
Oh, give me a large picture. There it is.
Where?
What the hell is that?
Whoa, that's a mutant calf with a human face.
Hold on.
Wait a second. You back away, Dave. Get out of my way.
I want to see.
Dave, look right here.
That's the face?
Yep.
Oh, somebody's duplicating a gag.
No, they're not.
No, dude.
That's for real.
Somebody's playing that.
Looks like Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, Bob Little
Snowman. I'd like a clear picture of it. That's not a clear picture. That's all blurry.
Well, it's from... He put up a video.
Who's
so
he?
That's why... The farmer.
From?
Argentina.
Oh, that explains it.
What does that explain? I'll have you know Argentinian beef is some of the best in the world.
That's good. Argentina.
Careful.
What happened after World War II?
Interbreeding.
Mengele.
Well, Dave would know more about it than I would.
I know that.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and you know I'm right.
Yes. Yes, I do.
We'll be back.
What are you talking about, like Giselle Bundchen?
Working with, all kinds of DNA. And
Oh, there's an extreme close-up, Dave. What do you think of that?
I don't want to see it.
Look at it. What do you think it's thinking?
That thing is looking at, it's straight up looking for murder.
96 K Rock.
It's a calf.
I don't care.
96 K Rock. A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone lines are open if you want to use them. 277-9600. Have some prizes available. I could go over those later on if need be, but we got prizes available. Before I confront Dave on one topic.
Right. It's happy fun time.
I want to let everybody hear Rob Halford is putting out a Christmas album.
That's nice.
They record them early. Here's a little sample of Rob Halford, lead singer of Judas Priest, with his Christmas song called Donner and Blitzen. It's going to be accompanied with a video and everything. Here's a little sample.
Yes.
What do you think, Dave?
Yeah!
Love it.
That is so
badass.
You know
what?
So Haney
got right into it. You looked at it like it was some kind of poison that was
no,
put into your
dude,
drink.
No, dude, no, bro. I analyze every note.
You like it, huh?
Love it.
277-9600. One thing I need to address, and I wanted to address it first thing, but there's so much stuff to talk about while we were gone. Do you care to elaborate on your desires for my new mother-in-law?
Oh, geez. That was awkward.
Look, man.
Yep.
Look, man.
I'll let you talk, and then I'm going to tell you what went
on. Okay, look. We're at the wedding. Stan's getting married. Everything's good. And I looked over at Stan's mother-in-law, and I said, my God, she is drop-dead gorgeous. I said, man, I wonder if I have a shot at this. And then I got to thinking. I said, you know, maybe I do. Maybe I do. But I'm going to tell you something. That woman has got it going on. She is fine, son.
All right, now I'll tell you what I was faced with.
Well, I do remember you. I was on the periphery of that because I was talking to Uncle Mike. But I did hear that out of the, you know, the corner. And it seemed like you said, go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, she's into it.
Well, here's what happened. Because, yeah.
You got a good shot, Dave.
Just as soon as the I do's were done.
Yeah.
And we walk back down the aisle, and then we walked out because I needed a cool smoke.
Oh, yeah. Filthy smokers.
Yeah.
So, it's... Were you even there for that part? You had to have been there when he brought up my mother-in-law.
No, he wasn't there.
Yeah, where were you?
I heard you guys talking about
that
it.
I was up there.
But you were with Uncle Mike.
I was talking to Uncle Mike.
Yeah, that's what it was. So, Dave...
Man.
...goes up to my wife and says, is that your mom over there?
Yeah, what do you think?
You think I got a shot at it?
Oh, Jesus.
Now, this is saying it to a new bride.
At her wedding.
At her wedding. And, of course, she says, you know, she's a little taken aback by it at first.
No, she smiled.
And then said, oh, go ahead, Dave. Go ask
her. Dave, do you know what you're saying to that young lady?
She smiled and laughed.
You're asking a young lady if she thinks it would be a good idea for you to bone her mother.
I'm not saying we were going to go bone, but, I mean, we could go out and maybe, you know.
Towards what end?
Have a drink.
With an eye towards what?
Boning. But I mean, my God, the woman's got a body on her.
So my wife goes and goes up to her mother and says,
how'd you like to
see this guy over here?
Yeah.
He wants to take you out.
Damn right.
Now,
Dave, did you give any thought at all as to the potential ramifications of that? Well, any thought at all?
Initially?
Yeah.
No. Of course you don't. Now, the only thing that I heard afterwards is because he clammed up about it, because he was hanging out with her and us that Thursday night.
Oh, yeah,
and
we talked a lot.
And he didn't say as the word I got was, you stopped him in his tracks.
Yep. Remember me and you had the talk.
That you forbid him from talking to my mother-in-law.
We had the talk and said, you know, that, you said, you know what, Dave, that's probably not the brightest move.
Yeah, well, it's it all goes back to Stan's philosophy I was helping you with, which is think things through to their logical conclusion.
Well, I was just thinking
about... What would come of that? I'll tell you what would come of it.
You know
Absolute law text line. That would make Dave my father-in-law.
All I was thinking about was just...
What, sex?
No,
that's what you were thinking about, sex.
Showing her one good time in Las Vegas.
What are you talking about?
And that
about?
Would linger for years.
I will say this, Dave. She was flattered. She was flattered.
I'm sure.
And, if you wanted to just go and have a drink with her,
initially,
that would have possibly have been okay.
That was
but
the
as
initial.
Haney has pointed out in his advice, the ramifications of that wouldn't be nice. And then of course,
let's put it this way, Dave: a situation like that, you're not paying cash; you're going to be paying on the installment plan for years.
Well, and she's currently involved with somebody that's about three times the size of you.
Well, that's why you go out of town.
And would crush you. That's why you go out of town.
You know, your wedding really...
Man, she's something.
She's a very nice lady.
Are you still crushing on Stan's mother-in-law?
Bro, man, I'm telling you. Personality, she made me laugh, and I'm making her laugh, and it was like, you know what? There could be something here.
Is it? There could be something. What? What? Let me put it to you this way. What would you bring to the table? Now, I know what she could bring to the table.
I would make her laugh.
Ah.
I would recycle like crazy to make sure we had beer drinking money.
She's not a drinker.
Oh, that's right. She doesn't drink, does she?
She drinks a little bit, but she's not like, she doesn't drink beer.
Not like you.
Yeah, not like you.
She likes a good frozen drink once in a while.
Okay.
A cocktail, convivial, but she's not a beer swilling, panhandling.
Okay, well, you know.
Or as we call in the profession, stupor.
Well,
looking on the ground for a ticket.
Straight up, all I can say is...
Now, if you want to continue this, I can go and...
Don't worry. I've already got it all lined up.
You're not going to offer to pay for the date, are you?
I will. No, if the two of you would like to go out, I'll pay for the date.
Don't worry. I know when she's coming back and already got her number.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's true. She is coming down.
And you got her number?
You got her number?
Yeah, man. We're good.
What, my wife give it to you? You don't... Do you or don't you? Because if you don't... I can get it for you.
Could you get that done?
Yeah, sure, I can get that done. Right. But you know what? Think things through to their logical conclusion.
Well, I figured,
is that a good thing?
Well, I figured we could all four go out to dinner and, you know.
Oh, yeah, it'd be perfect.
Yeah. Who's buying that one?
Dream come true.
That was the other thing. Let me take this call first, and then I got to tell you, because Haney was flabbergasted when I told him. Hold on a second. Let me get to... Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, guys. Hot Dog Chris.
Oh,
HCC,
yeah. Dog Chris, what's going on?
What's up?
I heard you on the podcast yesterday wondering why the hell would you even show a picture like that on the podcast of Haney and Stan.
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering why Dave felt the need to rock jeans at a wedding.
Hey, how about this, buddy? None of your business.
277-9600. So first night in Vegas, you're up in your room, you're sleeping. I'll do this twofold. He really helped me on Wednesday.
He was a good boy.
Because we had to go and do the rehearsal and find
and
out.
And as best man to the best man, he stepped in for me at the rehearsal.
Well, he said, the wedding planner said, so is this the best man? I said, no. Mm-mm. Best man's not here. This is the best man to the best man. And
I'm the ring bearer.
He did get all the plans when he had to be down there, what will be going on. So I meet up with him right off the bat. And he says to me, oh, bro, I don't remember the last time I ate. I am so hungry. I said, you know Haney. He likes to eat at a certain time, and it's been at least a day since I've had anything to eat.
And
why are you going, oh, come on, Dave, when you know it's the truth? I felt so bad. I said... We're going to the buffet at Bally's. I said, a breakfast buffet. I said, would you like to come with us? Can I, bro?
Well, hell yeah, bro.
Can I, man? Because I haven't eaten in a long time.
What?
And he went to the buffet, couple of trips up. He's get French toast, sausage, bacon,
and this is
eggs.
Wednesday morning.
Yep. Yes.
At what time?
8 o'clock?
Yeah, about
7:30,
8. 7:30? 8, yeah. Something like that. Because I ran into you in the casino, what, about 5:30, 6 a.m.?
I told you would. Yes. Yeah, I told you would. He'll be there with a cup of coffee in front of a machine.
He's about 5:30 in the morning. I'm cruising through the casino. And, oh, look, there's Stan.
So you're telling Stan you haven't eaten for days.
Isn't that what you told me?
No, I said I'm hungry. I said Haney.
I don't remember the last time I ate.
Hey, man, it's your brain telling you that.
Okay, yeah, it's amazing.
You know,
because
my brain usually sticks to the facts.
Because Dave, if I remember correctly,
I know what we had that night.
You didn't tell me. You told me you didn't have anything.
It was around 4:30 a.m. Vegas time, which would make it around 7:30 a.m. our time.
Yeah.
And you pulled the blanket over your head and said, I ain't moving. And I said, Dave, we've got to eat something. And you're like, I ain't moving.
I said, I can't move, man.
And so I said, okay, I guess it's up to me.
Yeah.
And I went downstairs and grabbed the only sandwiches they had, which that was a good, they were about $20 a piece for a small sandwich.
Yeah, two Italians.
And I bring it back up to the room, and Dave eats it and falls asleep at 4:30. He's up at 7:30 telling you he hasn't eaten for days,
and that he hasn't been asleep either.
No, no.
Why are you lying,
Dave? No, 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 because we took those sandwiches, bro, and I broke one in half.
And it's that bro. His name's Mark.
Mr. Haney. I gave Haney one and a half sandwiches, and
you didn't give it to me. I went and got it and offered you what you wanted.
And I believe he bought them, too.
And I took, you know,
I went and got them and paid for them, and you hadn't moved, and I handed you a sandwich.
It was delicious, thank you.
But then you go tell Stan,
man,
why do you think I would even take him to the buffet and feed him like a horse?
What'd you eat at the buffet?
I had country fried steak, bacon, sausage, biscuits with grape jelly. I had eggs. I had hash browns. I had...
Well, those were country potatoes.
Oh, country potatoes.
What's the difference between a country potato and an Idaho potato?
Well, a country, the way they cook them. So they're little wedges fried up. Then you got the chopped ones, which are the home fries. Mm. The shredded ones, which are the hash browns.
So they're just different shapes.
Yeah.
And then I had salsa. And then I had a Coke. And then I had pancakes.
See, but the thing is, that's right. But he hadn't eaten anything for days. Absolute Law text line. Dave tells his stories like Joe Biden tells his.
Shut up, text line, tough guy.
Stan, you had also pointed out, you know, I was talking about my $12 iced tea.
Yeah.
And you realized when you got out there that you didn't bring enough cigarettes.
No, I brought like seven packs and they were gone.
Okay, here we go.
$16.50 for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah,
so
bring it on.
You know what he says to me? You should have told me, brah. Because I brought along more than my supply of cigarettes.
Yeah, 2.5 cartons, bro.
And he said I'd be more than happy to sell you a couple, than $16.50.
I'll cut you a deal.
He offered to sell you my cigarettes.
Oh, they were yours.
Of course.
Unless you were smoking Waterman 100s, they were mine.
Then why did I pay you for Haney's cigarettes?
For convenience, bro.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So you didn't actually charge him. That was a convenience fee.
That's exactly. I didn't pay. Yeah,
he didn't pay for the cigarettes.
No, it's the convenience fee of me walking up and down to go get them.
What are you talking about? You had them on you.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. Because you weren't smoking your cigarettes. You were smoking his. And you know what you told me? There's more where that came from.
Yeah, how many packs did you sell him?
And you know what, dude? I had a 5-pack of Waterman 100s. I told you I'd cut you a deal.
I don't want to smoke those. I don't know what you did with him.
Well, what was the deal versus Waterman 100s versus just giving him my cigarettes? Because
I thought they were his.
I would think you'd make more money selling my cigarettes than your own.
He did make money. I got to take a break.
Yeah. How many packs did you sell him?
What, two?
Two packs.
Yeah, yeah.
For $10 a piece.
What? No, that was like $14.50.
No. Well, I guess two of them.
I guess, yeah. Okay. I would probably cut you a break.
Yeah. Yeah, get your mash straight, bro.
We'll be back.
Go to school, will you?
If you're on hold, stay there.
Better
I'll get
check
to you.
Out which way your wheels are.
Yeah, man.
Stan and Haney.
Omnidirectional.
You know, everything out there was a grift for you.
No, what, man? You know what it was, bro?
What was fun, it
was taking care of my buoys, man.
What was fun with Dave was watching Dave watch the real grifters and give you a play-by-play as it's going on.
Speaking of which, I'll talk about this after the break when Dave came up to me the next day and said how hungry he was, and I had to get him a suitcase of White Castle.
Not only that. Oh, I don't want to
hear
that.
We'll be back.
We'll
be
back.
You didn't save my ass.
Everything that rocks.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
277-9600 if you'd like to phone in. We've been away for a week, so feel free to call.
I am still out of it.
We got Pewter Mug. We've got Disturbed tickets. How'd you like to get qualified to go see the Exit 111 Music Festival in Tennessee?
What's that?
Well, let me tell you about it. Get ready for this. First of all, if I say...
Haney, I'm glad you asked me that question.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. Then after I say this, then you ask me what it's about.
Okay.
Will
you cue me?
Yeah. We got a chance to get qualified for the 111 Music Festival in Tennessee. Just by being qualified for a chance at the concert, you get a Guns N' Roses Greatest Hits CD. Maybe you'd like to know about... Exit 111 Music Festival?
Stan, what is this Exit 111 Music Festival?
I'm glad you asked, Haney. October 11th through the 13th, the Exit 111 Music Festival will feature Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Slayer.
Guns N' Effin' Roses.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Ghost.
Woo!
Oh, I don't like them.
Deftones.
Yeah.
And more. It's going to be at the Great Stage Park in Manchester, Tennessee.
What's that near?
I don't know, Rob. What's that? What is that? What's Manchester, Tennessee near? What's the next big city in Manchester?
Ooh, that's cool.
Why don't you when I'm not talking to you, stop mumbling and wooing and answering questions that I'm not posing to you.
He can't. That's just baseline Dave.
All I was going to say is next Exit 111.
I know it's Exit 111 Music Festival in Manchester, Tennessee. But what big city is it near?
Chattanooga's the closest one.
Oh, yeah. When you're down in Tennessee, go to Chattanooga. Chattahooga?
Yep.
Chattanooga.
The Chattanooga choo-choo.
Rob, can you check and see where our nearest listener is to the music festival?
Oh, yeah.
We have the map.
We have big map of Tennessee. Mm. Who is our nearest listener to the Exit 111 Festival?
You got a lot. You go right up the Smokies.
I know.
Right there.
277-9600.
Dixon.
Yep.
Dixon.
So we got people there.
Yeah. You people in Dixon, you got the big concert coming up.
And yes, folks, it is official. I never thought I would see the day, and I can't tell you how many times over the years my friend Stan has told me, and meant it.
No, I meant it.
Never again.
Never again will I go through that.
There is no way in hell I am ever getting married again.
Yep.
And Thursday in Las Vegas, yours truly was the best man. Dave was the best man to the best man.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you were also a witness on the license.
Yes, I was.
Yep.
And could not be happier for you and your beautiful bride.
Thank you,
buddy. She was absolutely stunning. And so I pay tribute to you, Stan, and your young bride. And your beautiful wedding.
Yes.
Let's celebrate in song. This is for you, Stan. And for you, Mrs. Stanley Nowalani.
That's how she wants to be referred to as.
Love conquers all.
Good choice, Annie.
And can I let the texter know that Rob did not make a mistake saying that Nashville was only an hour away from where the music fest? We asked where our closest listener was. And that was where, Rob?
Dixon,
Tennessee.
What's going on, Matt Mangus?
Well, I just came in, you know. I was listening to the last segment.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I was too.
I really think, Stan, you've let him off the hook a little easy with
regards to what?
Well, I think he kind of insulted your mother-in-law a little bit.
I would say he was complimenting her.
He was complimenting.
That he found her sexually attractive.
In some way, but just to have that kind of thought.
Oh, there's a creep factor there.
Oh,
there's
come
no
on,
doubt
please.
About it.
I think
my mother-in-law.
Well, hold on.
This is not as an ass-kicking.
No,
that's
this is not a conventional situation.
No.
You got to remember, Stan's mother-in-law, what is she, 40?
Let's just say she's younger than I am.
All right.
So Dave's not totally out of line
here.
No,
he's not totally out of line. He was just... Here's the thing,
Matt. It's a respect thing.
Well, here's where it got... Where I thought there was disrespect. Now, not to say that my mother-in-law... I could see it in her eyes when my wife said something. She was flattered by it. I saw a flatter.
Little titter.
Yeah. Where it was wrong, I think... And you maybe can explain to him better.
Okay.
Is that it wasn't 5 minutes after the wedding as my new bride is soaking in all the emotion of that moment. And we're taking a little breather there before we get the cake and the champagne and all of that stuff. And he goes, not to me.
Right.
But to my bride. To ask, is it okay if I ask out your mom?
Dave, probably best not to vocalize that sentiment. Or maybe hold off a day or two.
Yeah, a day would have been good.
He's a good boy.
I understand he served a purpose out there.
He did.
And he was very good at it.
Relatively good job. But we're working on Dave here. We're trying to make him a better man. You know? And I think part of that is to, you know, for me to come in here every now and then and just say, Dave, you just kind of took a left turn there, and you may have handled it
wrong. I thought it was a little bit of a left turn because so. I had no thought of that whatsoever until he brought it up, and then I started thinking, oh, what the hell.
Well, again, congratulations to
you
and your beautiful bride. She's a wonderful person, and Dave, just. Keep working.
You're
going to be a complete person. We're going to work on that.
Dave
we're
got
make it
nothing but gold stars.
Well, I would give him silver stars. He got all the stars,
well,
but they were silver.
A silver star from you is a gold star from me.
There you go. All right. You're a good boy.
Look at him. Why are you sulking now all of a
sudden?
He's
really moping, isn't he?
Yeah, why are you sulking? Do you feel bad? Look, she's coming back in October. I'll get it all hooked up for you. She's coming back.
I'm sorry, guys. I miss her already.
Aw, poor guy's lovesick. Aw.
Now that's good. That's good.
Look at these texts about that whole very situation. Because it's not. There's numerous ones here. And I won't read every one of them, but they all go to the same thing. It's not a question of Dave asking her out because she's a lovely woman.
Mm-hmm.
The question is that if they hit it off.
Yeah.
And say down the.
What's your best case scenario?
The path of love in the best case scenario, you'd be my father-in-law. And that does, as it says, the texter say, petrifies me.
Boy, that'd put a bee in your bonnet, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just the logical conclusion. I mean,
one thing about your wedding, and it, I was perfectly comfortable with the people around me.
Yeah.
But it made me realize that normal doesn't mean anything anymore.
Oh, no.
Because, you're marrying the woman you love. She happens to be a bit younger than you.
A little bit.
Her parents are not together.
No.
So her dad's there with his current wife, and the mother is there.
Yes.
Me and Dave are there. G-Train showed up because he lives there.
Right on.
And wanted to take Dave with him to move a treadmill upstairs.
Yeah, man. 5 hours.
And I asked you if he was going to at least pay you for it, and you said no, he wasn't.
And your adult daughter is there.
Yes.
With her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're both in the way we think traditional. And there was nothing traditional about any of that.
No.
But it didn't matter because it's what needed to happen.
Yeah.
But as you and I were in a private room prior to the ceremony, and was that guy even a reverend?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. I think he was a nice guy.
I liked him, but so this is like right before Stan gets married, and we're looking around, and they got pictures on the wall.
Oh, yes. And you caught it that day, the day of the wedding. Dave and I caught it a day earlier.
Yeah.
And we're looking, and okay, there's the happy couple.
Because they got the picture, photography pictures, because the photographer was there. And all over you can look at the albums, look at what's on the wall.
Okay, there's a a young white couple, an older white couple, there's a nice African-American couple, and there's two chicks making out.
Yep, married, both of them in wedding dresses.
And I said, ah, I see where we're at now. They'll do that. Put that picture of the women up there.
Yeah.
Because most people can stomach that.
Yeah.
But they're not going to go so far.
Well, until you open up the album.
Until you open up the book.
Then.
What was in the book, Dave?
Guy and Guy.
Oh, no.
A whole section.
Yeah. All dedicated. Yep. To Guy Guy.
To Guy Guy.
But not on the wall.
No. Just woman, woman. Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah.
And they weren't like, you know, Bull Dyke women.
No, they're beautiful.
Very femme.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hello, this is Josh. How are you?
Who's
Josh,
this?
What do you need?
This is Josh. Hey,
get off the speaker and pick up the receiver.
I'm off. I'm sorry. I just got bad service here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right, bro.
Stan, I'd like to say, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw a few pictures that were posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
You guys look like you had a blast up there.
We did. We had fun.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I don't know if I should say congratulations or condolences to the missus, but either way, that's awesome. No, I'm just on the plane. Right?
You know what? I got to tell you, Josh, honestly, she seems happy about this.
Hey, good for her. Hey, good for her.
Hey, can I get you a prize?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you want?
What concert coming up at Jermaine, the rock concert?
Disturbed.
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right, hold on.
And I do want to address the pictures.
Yeah.
And I haven't even seen them, but I remember when one was taken, and I know there's been some comments about me personally. Just a couple of things I want to make clear to everyone.
Because I got one up right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see that.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
Is
the one.
That it?
Stan chose to get married in the desert in September.
Yeah.
So it's outdoors in a desert.
It's hot.
In September. And I'm wearing a loner shirt.
Oh, that's your shirt.
It is now.
Yes.
Because who would want it now?
No, I wouldn't. That's a keeper.
And I am holding my glass of champagne, and my shirt is wet. No, I did not spill the champagne. As soon as they said, I do, I sweated all the way through
it's
the shirt.
True. He stayed dry until I do.
Mm-hmm. I think I made it through the official pictures okay.
Zoom in, Rob, and then
just
the way that it's taken, it looks like Haney spilled his champagne on his shirt. Right where you're holding the glass.
Yeah, right where your shades are.
Yeah,
That's not champagne. That's sweat.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, because I had that jacket on.
Oh, man.
When the wedding was over, this is how they had a little bit of a, for them, they had a little bit of a heat wave. 106, 107 for like 4 or 5 days
straight.
Oh,
and of course, being with Stan, we also had a downpour.
Oh, that's... Oh. Yeah, wasn't that amazing? So, when I got back to the room and I took that shirt off, it was soaked through. And so I went and I hung it, because you got to get your dirty laundry and pack it to go all back. I hung it. The next day, I woke up and grabbed the shirt.
It tried to escape from you?
And it did.
Tried to run off?
It was still wet.
Wow.
With sweat. And there's Dave. More comments, and there were hundreds and hundreds of comments on that picture. Dave and his blue jeans.
That's all he had, bro.
And not only that, man, I really wasn't expecting to be in the wedding.
G-Train, who
What do you mean? Your best man to the best man.
What are you talking about?
Well, I thought you two would be standing up there, and I would...
We could have had you sitting on your ass. We wanted to include you. And that includes the bride wanted to include you.
Well, thank you.
It was really her call.
It was.
You know, I still look pretty damn good, though.
Is that what you think?
Damn right.
That's what you look at that and that's what you think?
Look
at
me.
Is that what you, seriously?
Look at me right
there. Is that what you think?
Look at me right there.
Yeah.
You look like a child next to Gordon.
Yeah. Take a look at that
guy. The dude's 350 pounds, man.
That guy in the dirty blue jeans, the oversized shirt, was the same guy that was asking my mother-in-law out.
Dude, she likes my style, bro.
She didn't say any of that to me.
Oh, she did when she saw my no regrets.
Yeah. Oh, he showed that to her, too.
I still, to this day, Dave, you'd be in so much better shape if it said Molly Hatchet.
But he wouldn't do it.
No, the tattoo guy wouldn't do it. He said it was too hard.
We'll be back. We're going to check news headlines. 4 o'clock, Fluffer. Since Dave is putting in a full day, he can do traffic.
Man.
Later on, the 4 o'clock hour Wayback Machine for Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're gonna get you updated in traffic because Dave's got traffic right at his fingertips. You stupid. News headlines.
It's nice to be back, isn't it?
With Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails.
You slip right back into it.
Well, it's easy when he's not paying attention.
But that's what he does.
Wayback
Machine. Check that out, dude.
In a little bit.
Not even 30 seconds.
Did you know, and Dave, tell me if I am telling tales out of school here or something.
What?
I think Dave might be looking at a new career.
In?
Motivational speaking.
Yeah.
You know what? I was this close to cussing.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, shut up.
Seriously, man.
He's good at it.
I'll tell you what he's good
at. Have you given him a shot?
He's good at.
He can work with you.
Running errands.
No, man. You know what?
You are good at that.
No, I'm very good at it, Stan.
Yes, you are.
You know, if you have problems in your life and you need guidance and if there's anything that I've said.
A little out of breath, are you? Here, let me take a phone call.
That's because he's so jacked up.
Yeah. Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
It was a beautiful ceremony.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Corey, Stan.
Corey, a longtime listener of the show?
You bet.
I appreciate Corey, that, Corey.
Corey, if you're a longtime listener, can you believe Stan did it again?
Hello. Corey's gone.
I poured him a cold one.
Go ahead, Dave. Pump us up. Let us know about goals and stuff.
Which you have, of course, attained.
If there's anything I've said that might make your life a little easier, and you know what? The thing is that you only live once, and you better set your dreams. And when you set your dreams and you set goals... You can fulfill
Let's
those.
Take a look
you
at,
can fulfill those goals.
Traffic.
And you know what? You
fulfill will fulfill my goal right now of you doing traffic.
One day you'll be successful.
But you're going to fail.
Absolutely. You
of course,
will
by
fail.
By the time that you get to 45, you should have succeeded at something.
What are you talking about? I'm 45 and successful.
I saw you, man. I saw you in your element.
45. Didn't this start when he was 30 and successful?
Yep.
It's only been 15 years.
Okay. Traffic, please.
Oh, sure thing, Stan. All right, we got two on the board. Lehigh Acres, we have a crash in the 3000 block of 65th Street West. And then we have a crash Bonita Springs, Imperial Harbor Boulevard, and Shangri-La Road. And that'll do traffic another 30 minutes.
Appreciate that. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you because he's got today's headlines. You got me pumped, Dave.
Well, if there's anything you need help with, let me know.
Just know you're going to fail.
Yep. Yep.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Was it White Claw that you drank, Dave, the ladies drink?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there is a nationwide White Claw shortage. It's that popular, evidently. A real estate listing is going viral, and not in a good way. It's because of a freaky room full of terrifying dolls. Having just flown across the country and back, I do not understand this story. A man stood for 6 hours on a plane so his wife could sleep. You know, dreams come true until they don't.
Right. Like every ticket's a winner until it's not.
A bank accidentally deposited $120,000 in a couple's account. They didn't ask for it. They just put it in there. And now they're facing charges because they just spent it.
Yeah, all of it.
Well, you know, it's easier to ask for forgiveness.
And permission.
And finally, anyone here with a weak stomach today?
Dave?
Yeah.
A 73-year-old woman just had twins.
Ah!
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Oh, it's important that we laugh. And it's 4 o'clock fluffer time, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Cape Coral, Fort Myers. Mark?
Stan?
Dave?
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
All right.
Today is the birthday of a great American.
Who?
Colonel Harlan Sanders.
A great American.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you probably didn't know about Colonel Sanders.
Top things you probably didn't know about Colonel Sanders.
His favorite band?
Yeah.
KFC and the Sunshine Band. He originally pitched the idea of Kentucky Fried Muskrat. He is now 129 years old. I'm sorry, I don't know how that got in here, folks. That's things you probably didn't know about Bernie Sanders.
That old son of a gun.
You don't even know what you're saying. You don't even know what you're saying.
He's an old man. Woo!
When Colonel Sanders was just a lad, He always dreamt of one day personally launching America's obesity epidemic.
Yep.
Yep. Fat people, fat food.
He was a man who boldly wore white after Labor Day. And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
The only man in America associated more with breasts and thighs is Bill Clinton.
Yep.
Laugh it up.
You like that.
Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis, up the building.
Breasts and thighs.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from Mary Alice. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I'm watching a program on the History Channel called The Men Who Built America. Over the years, I've heard you guys talk about all of them, and I know you both would truly enjoy this. I mean, holy crap, I can't believe what I am seeing, starting with Andrew Carnegie and the steel industry. His henchmen, Mr. Frick, hired Pinkerton Security to attack the steel mill workers who went on strike.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They all came armed with rifles and killed 9 steel workers who were all unarmed and seriously wounded many others. Then the story of AC/DC, electricity with Tesla, Westinghouse, Edison, and J.P. Morgan. What conniving, lying, murdering, thieving thugs they were.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't already seen it, I have, Mary Alice. It's an awesome series. Please watch it. I'm sure you both are familiar with all of this, but it's well worth an afternoon of TV. Longtime Stan and Haney listener, signed, Mary Alice. Thank you, Mary.
Yes, thank you, Mary Alice. They had a new one recently on that was all about the titans of American food.
Ah, that too. The big battle.
A lot about Heinz and the cereal makers and all that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's short and sweet, but it's The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, I hope all went well and everyone behaved themselves in Las Vegas, Nev.
Guardian, you would be so proud of Dave. He did so well.
He did. He surprised me. Dave's Dave, and he's
well.
Do...
You didn't predict how well Dave would do.
No, he did better than I thought.
Which is about as far as your praise goes.
Yep.
Thank you, Stan.
Just wanted to say thanks, Stan, for leaving the state. I guess the hurricane figured
if it
couldn't get you, it wasn't worth the effort to hit Florida.
Guardian, I got to tell you this. That storm hung over our heads. Stan panicked and fled.
Yeah.
Evidently, that's what moved the storm
away.
That's
exactly what moved. If I stayed, it would have been a direct hit.
So Stan panicked, changed all his arrangements, and fled the state Sunday.
Yep.
I stayed with my original plans, which was to fly out of Fort Lauderdale Tuesday night at 8:55 p.m., so Stan's made it to Vegas, and Dave and I are still wondering, are we going to make it out there? And we were on our way, or it was the night before we were supposed to leave, and they made the announcement, Fort Lauderdale Airport expected to reopen Tuesday at noon.
Yep.
And believe it or not, Thanks to Stan fleeing the state.
Thank you.
We took off on time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went smooth with my original plans.
Yep. Attaboy. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
I am still amazed that that worked out like that.
Yeah, me too. When we come back.
But had you not fled.
We would have been hit.
Hard.
Yep. Wayback Machine. We'll take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. We'll do that when we come back, Stan and
Dave, I just looked it up.
Yeah?
The nearest In-N-Out Burger is Texas.
So start now.
Really? Texas? Where at?
Fort Worth, San Antonio. Here's a map.
Off the I-40, or what are we looking at here? The 20?
Well, that's Let's 30. See.
Okay, there's the 30. The 20.
And then there's one right there on the 10.
Oh, right on the 10. No problem.
Right, yeah, you'll be there. You'll be back in a day.
All right, dude.
Damn, those In-N-Out burgers were good.
They're all right.
Oh, my God.
Did you have one?
I did.
And you're not impressed?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. I like a Culver's better.
Are you kidding me?
Than an In-N-Out. I'll be honest with you. I did.
Bro.
What kind of drugs are you on, man?
Seriously, I didn't think it was
that
great. It was all right, but it wasn't that great.
Bro.
How about bro traffic?
Those were awesome.
It was all right.
Those were some of the best burgers I've ever had.
They were unbelievable. Unbelievable. Nothing's changed on the board, so you're up to date.
All right. Thank you. We're all clear.
Thanks for your hard work, Dave.
Appreciate
that. Don't worry about it. I'm going In-N-Out Burger. I'll be back in 3 days.
All right, brother. You might want to get an extra one then.
Don't worry. I'm going to get a truckload.
There we go.
How many double-doubles we getting, bro?
42.
All right.
See you around.
Shut up.
back to normal.
Yeah, Wayback Machine. We do this every week. Today we're going to take a look right in the middle of the pack. Five hits from number 20 to number 16 this very week in a particular year.
Stall for me for a second. Something just
went
wrong.
Sure, did something crash?
It didn't crash, but...
All right.
Something didn't...
All right, Dave, I'm fist pumping you, okay? Get out of here.
I'll put it your way, Stan.
Yeah.
Something didn't take.
Something didn't... The first one didn't take?
Yeah.
Let me know when you got it, because the first one is the only one I didn't recognize until I heard it, and then it came rushing back to me.
Oh, yeah, I remember the artist.
And I said, what
I
is,
see what the problem
I said,
is.
What is this? All right, are we ready?
I think I'll have to do a little bit. Yeah, I
right,
got it.
Okay, good. Let's find out where we're going. These were on the Casey Kasem's American Top 40, right in the middle. We're going to start at number 20. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1980.
Yeah, I remember the artist, and I don't remember the song. Will it come back to me?
It should come back to you. Came back to me. Not so long ago. Let's live it up.
Wonder why it didn't take.
Number 20.
Robbie Dupree. And I remember this song.
This is top 40, baby.
Yep.
10 miles east of the highway. Hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together. Cheek to cheek, sweatshirt to sweater. Young love born in a backseat. Two hearts pound out a backbeat. Headlights, somebody's calling. Got to move.
Yep.
Remember?
Out on the boulevard.
Kind of a little theme here.
You got multiple themes.
Yeah, I know.
Out on Stan and Haney Boulevard.
Yeah.
so nice to hear. Especially after hearing thump, thump, thump all the time. You know what? Guy's singing a nice song about guys and girls on the boulevard.
Yeah.
No mention of what it's like to be a gangsta.
Yeah. Just with your girl in the back seat of a car on the boulevard.
Yep. Different world.
Yep.
Not putting a cap in anybody.
That's number 20.
He's not threatening anybody.
Nope. Robbie Dupree and Hot Rod Hearts. Oh, we got some good stuff today.
Out on the boulevard.
Coming in at number 19. Boulevard. Jackson Browne.
Song about us, Stan and Haney Boulevard.
Yeah.
Down on the boulevard, they take it hard.
Yep.
They look at life with such disregard. They say it can't be won. The way the game is run. But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing.
Nobody.
No, nobody, baby. The hearts are hard and the times are tough. Down on the boulevard, the night's enough.
No.
Nobody knows you.
Nobody.
Nobody owes you nothing.
Nobody.
Nobody shows you what to think.
Nobody.
Hey, baby, got to watch the street and keep your feet on the road. Make it pay, baby. It's on the time.
I'm a fool.
Coming in at number 18 this week in 1980, E-L-O.
Now we begin another theme.
Yep.
Much at the time as we do now.
I know it.
Hallelujah.
a number one.
That's a crime.
It's unbelievable. Is that a Moog?
A what?
Texted us and said, did you know that this song was in the movie Xanadu?
Oh, you don't say.
And that Olivia Newton-John was in Xanadu?
Oh, was she?
Yeah. I wonder what was the very next song up on the charts.
Well, hold on a second, because I'll have to switch the albums out. Oh,
don't have to. Coming in at number 17, Olivia Newton-John and ELO.
You don't say.
He did this at the Tampa show, Xanadu.
He sang the lead?
Yep. Yep.
I heard the only reason he did it is that Chicken Man slipped him a 20.
That was it. If you saw her in Xanadu, she was at her zenith of beauty. There was nobody more beautiful than Olivia Newton-John in 1980.
And so sweet.
Yeah, I got to hug her.
And then she left showbiz forever.
Yeah.
She'd done it then. She'd reached the pinnacle. And the very next day, she said, I shan't perform again.
Well, that was because she got sick.
I thought it was because she hugged you.
Well, I'll tell you, it was the highlight of my life.
But it's factual. She hugged you and within hours left showbiz forever.
Yep, it's true. For you.
She could do it all.
Yeah. Last one we're going to take a look at came in at number 16. These played one right after the other. In 1980, Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band.
A gypsy wind is blowing warm tonight. The sky is starlit and the time is right. And still you're telling me you have to go. Before you leave, there's something you should know. Yeah,
yeah.
Something you should know, babe.
Yeah.
I've seen you smiling in the summer sun. I've seen your long hair flying when you run. I've made my mind up that it's meant to be. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. But you lose the flame. The ashes smolder, but the warmth's soon gone. You end up cold and lonely on your own. I'll take my chances, babe, I'll risk it all. I'll win your love, or I'll take the fall. I've made my mind up, girl, it's meant to be.
Yes, you will. And you'll do as I say.
Yeah.
You hear me?
I know you will come with me.
Someday, lady. Hey,
someday, lady. Lady.
Was Upside Down by Diana Ross.
The more you turn me.
We'll be back. Mark Haney in the news is next.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. Coming up 6 o'clock, Rob Show will take you through your evening. Got the cockfight coming up tonight, I'm sure. Who's the champ right now? Oh, he's on the phone. Never mind. I don't know. I've been gone for a week. Rob, who's the champ on the cockfight?
The band Rubicon.
You ever hear of them? The Rubicon? Rubik's Cube? Rubicon? What is it?
Rubicon, yeah, but last album they put out, as far as I know, was in 1980.
What? And we don't know who the challenger is going to be, do we?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I can tell you.
No, well, tell me off the air.
Okay.
Don't want to spoil it for the fans.
Yeah. Big cliffhanger.
Yeah, tonight at 7.
Yeah, see, that's the stuff that gets people tuning in. Yep. That's a radio trick.
Yeah, it's called the teaser.
Yeah. Get everybody all excited. Yeah,
and tease them.
I know, I can't wait.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Be like a
Rob show.
Be like a small child unwrapping presents under the Christmas tree when he finally reveals that challenger.
Yep. What could it be? Is it some band that I know of?
No.
Maybe he needed a night out. Maybe he needed a new couch.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know.
Okay.
That's the way it used to work.
Back in the old days. Sure, I remember them. That's not the way it works now. Okay.
All record guys in town?
Yeah. Fun.
Do they even have record guys anymore?
Oh, yeah, they got record guys. They still come to the radio station. They're just bound by a lot of laws now.
Yeah.
Back in our day, it was booze, blow, and women.
Yep, hookers and blow.
Haney and I have
been... Here you go, boys.
Yeah.
Now, about that Juice Newton record.
Yeah. Can we get a few spins out of that puppy?
You like Juice Newton, don't you?
Come on.
Isn't it great? It's the best Juice Newton record ever.
Well, we'll try playing it a little bit at night or overnight. Well, we want you to drive. No, well, that'll cost you.
Can I introduce you here to Trixie?
Yeah. She's a little doll.
And she'd very much like for Juice Newton to be played in drive time.
Let her show you how much. Those days are long gone. And we would talk about, we caught the tail end of it.
Yep. And then she'd spit out her bubble gum.
Tail end of it.
Yep.
Those were the days. Haney and I have been introduced to a cleaning company called Zero Res. They do your carpets and tile and all that stuff. And we learned something. All cleaning companies are not the same. Only Zero Res cleans with their patented powered water technology. What does that mean? It means zero toxic chemicals, zero detergents, and they leave zero dirt attracting residues. Carpets stay cleaner.
So is that what Zero Res means?
Yeah, I mean zero. It you're not going to get stickiness. You're not going to get dirt left over. It is all just done with their own patented technology, so that it dries quickly. And I guess. Because we're now representing a Zero Res, they've got a Zero Res special for us.
Well, Stan, I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you.
Because now is the perfect time to get back to clean. Call and ask for the Stan and Haney 96K Rock special, and they will work you over.
Yep, they sure will. For the good.
Zero Res will clean two rooms of carpet for only $119, and as a special gift, you will get one room of tile cleaned absolutely free. Now, that tile cleaning alone is a $75 value.
Sure is.
This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call and book your cleaning today. Call 239-932-9376. That is 239-932-9376, or you can get them online at ZeroResSWFL.com. You spell it backwards or forwards, it spells the same, ZeroRez, Zero Res.
Tell them Stan and Haney sent you. You'll be glad you did. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Dave, of course, didn't have any traffic for you. Now that Stan's back doing it, I got traffic.
Everything's fine when Dave's here. All of a sudden, now you get it, there's accidents.
Fort Myers, crash. Orange River Boulevard and Palm Beach Boulevard. Fort Myers, crash. Westmar Road and Tice Street. One more in Fort Myers for you. It's a crash. Abaco Lakes Drive and McGregor Boulevard. One for you in Lehigh Acres as well. the 3100 block of Lee Boulevard, and you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is World News Tonight with Max Robb in Chicago, Peter Jennings in London, who is on assignment tonight. Barbara Walters, special reports. Tonight, a comment from Howard K. Smith. And from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Yeah, you're right. Uh-oh. Barbara Walters doesn't know she got a special report.
She's pretty sick now, isn't she? She's bad off.
She's just fading.
She's old. She's got to be in her 90s, 80s,
yeah,
90s.
She doesn't know what's going on. Neither do you.
No, I do too.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gunsley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's
too,
most respected
There actor. It is right there.
Mark Thou King. Dost protest too much. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, September 9th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
How old is Barbara Walters, Rob? How old? I want to. I'll say 87.
No, she's in her 90s.
I'm going to go 87. Haney says in her 90s.
89 years old. Oh, but she'll be 90
right.
on September 25th.
See, we're both right.
Oh, so she'll be 90 this month.
Yep. I think we both count that as a win.
Okay, I'll agree. She's old.
Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about the botched intro. I know how it goes. You know, you're a married man now, getting all fat and sassy.
Yeah, well, fat.
You could not take the weight off this time.
I could not. It's the older
Even with Fat Pat, you couldn't. I've never seen that
older
before.
I get, the harder it is. 10 years ago, I could drop 15 pounds in a week.
And you did.
I have, yeah.
You're famous for your yo-yo diet.
Yep, can't do it.
And luckily, she doesn't seem to care.
She doesn't care at all. I said, God, I got to get slim back down again. And she said, I like you and love you just the way you are.
So you did the whole, I'm sorry that I got fat,
I will slim down. I did
and
that.
And she said, I don't care.
She said, I'm not going to McDonald's anymore, mm-hmm. those fatty other
hamburgers.
Fatty hamburgers.
Yeah. Oh. Time now for things you didn't know.
All right.
Stan, one thing the ancients had on us, something that we have lost, is, you know, back when we were discovering fire and whatnot,
yeah,
there wasn't a lot to do at night. You didn't have your casinos then. Oh, sure, maybe you'd throw some animal bones around.
Yeah, maybe primitive dice.
But it was hard to see at night. And so people would look at the sky and wonder. And you look at all the things that have survived from antiquity, whether they are, you know, megalithic construction or even writing,
yeah.
It all revolves around the stars. That's what lasts.
Oh, that's, yeah, absolutely. That's how they did it all back in those days.
The pyramids themselves line up.
Yep.
Everything about the Mayans that survived was all about the stars and keeping their calendar. And we don't do that anymore because we got too many other things going on. We don't even stop and just look up.
Yeah, I ain't got time
and,
for that.
And what that does for you is it gives you a sense of wonder. What the hell is going on up there? And there is a lot going on up there, and it makes you think, because things up there work different than they do here.
What do you mean?
How long does a day on Venus last?
Well, our day is 24 hours. They're a little bit farther away. I'd say 30 hours.
A day.
Well, they're closer to the sun than we are.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Well, then 18 hours.
Remember, you got your sun, then you got Mercury.
Yeah.
And then Venus.
Then Earth.
Then Mars.
Mars and then Earth.
And Venus and Mars are all right tonight.
Yep. I don't know, 18 hours.
No, remember, it's closer to the sun than we are.
So it turns slower?
It's closer to the sun.
So it would turn faster. We're farther away, so it's slower. Like if Pluto, that barely moves.
But it's farther away from the sun,
yes.
So their days would be shorter. Days on Venus being closer to the sun would be longer.
30 hours. I'll stick with my original 30 hours, Alex.
A day on Venus lasts 243 Earth days.
Oh, please. That's crazy talk.
Now, how long is a year on Venus?
Well, if a year is 365 days here, but one day is 200, a lot more. Long time.
A year on Venus only lasts 225 Earth days.
All right, now it's all messed up. What is that, because of the gases?
It's because it's closer to the sun.
Look, don't even give me this closer to the sun. It's hotter. Tell you that much.
Oh, it's too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot to drive.
But I've told you this before. The one thing about Venus is that scientists believe that Venus is the only place that they know of outside of Earth where they believe there's a place where we could actually breathe the air without assistance.
But it'd be much too hot.
Well, the ground there is as close as we want to get to hell. But
In
their atmosphere, they believe that if you're at a specific level, because remember, we've sent probes there, and they believe at a certain level in Venus's atmosphere, if you were to be able to just have a balloon and stay there, you could breathe the air unaided, without any equipment.
According to a texter, Haney, not necessarily.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
You know, that whole thing. Remember the guy, and you don't hear anything about this anymore. It had to be about 30 years ago where that guy, women are from Mars and guys are from Venus or whatever.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Remember, he was going on every show imaginable, books flying off the shelves.
And just a total snake oil salesman.
Yep, because you don't hear from him anymore.
Because he was wrong.
Yeah.
And we should write our book.
Well, all women are crazy.
Yep.
And capable of anything.
Yep. That's a lot better than Mars and Venus.
Yeah, pick a few. You got about 2 minutes, and then we got to take a break.
Because we're talking about this planet stuff, and you sounded believable, Haney.
That's all you ask of me. Sound believable.
Yeah, but according to this text, you're not necessarily.
Look, I'm up against, I'm on my own here. I'm up against nerds and smartphones and, you know, planetariums.
Yeah.
I'll hold my own. Don't you worry about me.
See, I'd like to do a Stan and Haney night at a planetarium.
On what, on Floyd night? I think we've done that.
Ah, that was, we used to, back in the day, remember we used to do those the light shows and all?
Yeah.
That was 30 years ago, too.
Well, evidently, the hard seltzer phenomenon is not going away anytime soon. The king of that particular mountain is White Claw.
That's what
the ladies love it.
Yep.
They can't get enough of it.
Not since Zima.
Exactly.
Yeah.
According to reports, there is now a nationwide White Claw shortage, and a spokesperson said, quote, "We are working around the clock to increase supply given rapid growth in customer demand." White Claw is made by Mark Anthony Brands. You see what happens when you invest?
Is that J-Lo? Mark Anthony, isn't it? Wasn't she married to J-Lo?
No, it goes back to the Roman Empire. If you invest wisely, you can preserve wealth for generations, Stan.
All right.
You don't hear anything about Caesar Augustus?
No, I didn't think we were going that far back.
I just assumed.
Right. I understand.
Now, you may not have heard of Mark Anthony Brands, but you know their product. They are the company behind the just absolutely delicious Mike's Hard Lemonade. White Claw sales up 283%.
Wow.
And they have dominated this new hard seltzer market. They account for 61% of all sales. And you know what? We are just this close. If we had just followed through with our idea of introducing our own hard seltzer and something called a chicken sandwich, we could be trillionaires. Because that's what people want. They want hard seltzer, and they want a chicken sandwich.
America, the world, goes nuts over chicken sandwiches and seltzer.
Boy, wonder why nobody thought of that before Popeyes to come out with something called a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, go figure.
You know what? I bet other fast food restaurants may follow and come out with their own chicken sandwiches.
Well, now you're talking crazy.
I know. What do I know? In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Jason and Todd take their business very seriously and share your values when it comes to choosing the most beautiful diamonds. The Diamond District has partnered with De Beers to offer you the rarest, most beautiful, and responsibly sourced diamonds in the world, forever marked diamonds. The nervousness you may have over buying a diamond will disappear as soon as you enter the Diamond District's beautiful 6,000 square foot showroom. Choose from the largest selection of GIA and forever marked loose certified diamonds at or below internet prices, along with over 3,000 engagement rings, including world-renowned designers Verragio, Gabriel & Company, and Tacori. Jason and Todd's team of diamond consultants, including three GIA graduate gemologists, are not on commission. Helping you find the most beautiful diamond is all that's important to them. The Diamond District is offering 5 years interest-free financing now through the end of the month. Jason and Todd are looking forward to welcoming you to the Diamond District family.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, when you're trying to sell a home, it's important to listen to your real estate agent. They'll give you valuable advice, like keep the place clean. Don't make it look too personal. Make sure there's some kind of bread or cookies baking.
Yeah, so it smells nice.
You got to listen to them, because when you don't, things like this happen.
Uh-oh.
There's a listing for a mansion in South Australia that is going viral right now for all the wrong reasons. It's because the listing features pictures of several rooms in the mansion packed full of freaky, randomly terrifying items like scarecrows,
ooh,
evil dolls, spiders, and, well, home furnishings that give off a real "you'll get murdered in your sleep here" vibe.
I'm looking at the house now, and they have the camera, and they're walking right in. I'm already starting to get a little
edgy. Is
this
supposed to be appealing?
I don't know.
I'm hearing like the Disney Haunted Mansion music.
Green
ghosts come out to socialize.
It is creepy.
Decorated this, Ed Gein.
Yeah, no.
What's the purpose of that?
Jeez.
No, thank you.
Oh, Haney, somebody has a million dollar idea for you.
Better than chicken sandwich or hard seltzer?
It's the next big thing that you need to be in on.
Okay.
Boneless rib sandwich.
You don't say. But you know what? To save money, this is going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
But we could get random pig meat.
Yeah.
extrude the hell out of it, yeah. I mean hooves and all,
yeah.
and shape it into a patty with ridges so it looks like it's been grilled, but all you have to do is microwave it.
That's another amazing idea.
And just slather yeah. the hell out of it yeah. with barbecue
that
sauce.
Is.
Throw some pickles on it.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Yeah.
But you know what?
You got to extrude it.
Yep. But here's the kick. You artificially increase demand by not making it available all the time.
No.
And then when you do add it to the menu, you make a big hoot out of it.
Yep. Genius.
And go, hey, look, the Stan and Haney McPig sandwich is back. 100% USDA approved of extruded meat product.
Yep.
Dreams come true, Stan. They really do.
They sure do.
Until they don't.
Yep.
Thirty-six-year-old Robert Williams and his lovely 35-year-old wife, Tiff, from Pennsylvania, received a gigantic boost to their bank account back on May 31st.
Oh, yeah, much needed.
When a teller inadvertently deposited $120,000 into their account. A lot of money. What was their balance prior to the erroneous deposit?
What?
$1,121.
Yeah,
so quite a bonanza.
Yeah, that's a big grab.
Now, Robert and Tiffany checked their bank balance and whoa. Now, of course, you would think probably ought to contact the bank.
Yeah, you know it's a mistake. You don't have $120,000. You barely got $1,200.
And people don't just give you money like that.
Nope.
So it's probably going to bite you. But no, Bob and his lovely wife, Tiff decided it would be a great idea to go on a spending spree and just burn through the money. For the next several weeks, they purchased an SUV.
Nice.
Two four-wheelers.
Sweet.
A recreational vehicle.
How many cars you need?
And a car trailer. They paid off all their bills and handed out $15,000 in cash to friends.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
So this was on May 31st. It didn't take long. By mid-June, the bank said, hey, we're short 120 grand. And despite what we learned in elementary school, that being finders keepers, banks don't play that.
Nope.
The bank took their $120,000 back, transferring it to the correct account. Now, how would this affect Bob and Tiff?
Your account is overdrawn by...
by $107,000.
And?
0 cents. Now, the bank informed them that they were overdrawn by $107,000. Their response to this... just as good as it was the first time. They ignored it. So the bank called the police, and Bob and Tiff have been arrested on felony theft
you
charges.
Damn straight. Take a look at that lovely couple.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of
Bob and Tiff.
Yeah. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. What happens when a woman takes her biological clock and throws it through a window.
Well, if that's anything can happen.
73-year-old Irmamati Manganganga,
don't even,
in southern India, gave birth to twins on Thursday.
Ah, oh, the happy mother.
73-year-old woman gave birth to twin girls on Thursday. Once her age is certified, it will make her the oldest woman ever to give birth.
Look at her. She's an old hag. Father ain't too pleased either.
I don't know how this happened.
Yeah.
I don't think they're mine.
What?
I have an update when you're done the story.
Okay.
Are you going to spoil the story?
Is it going to take the fun away?
No, I'm going to hold on. It's a tease.
Okay. All right.
No, are you going to destroy the story?
Yeah. Is it the story going to be shattered when you give us your update?
A little bit.
Okay.
All right, then F it.
Yeah. What's the update?
The elderly husband of the 73-year-old Indian woman who gave birth to twins suffered a stroke. This just came out 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes? But it didn't affect. She really did give birth, though.
She gave birth, but he just had a stroke, so now he's in the hospital, too.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
A perfectly natural reaction.
Yep. Yep.
Nothing natural about her giving birth.
No.
Natural for him to have a stroke.
Stroke at that age.
He's 82. She's 73.
What the hell?
She was in the hospital for the entire pregnancy.
Well, naturally. What do you expect? He should have been in the hospital for the entire pregnancy. Look at they're preemies.
C-section.
Oh, yeah, you know it. And they're not going to grow up right.
And she ain't leaving the hospital anytime soon. And the husband's down.
Yep, he suffered.
Premature babies.
Just moments ago, a stroke.
What a happy story. Age ain't nothing but a number. And that's the news for today, Monday, September 9th.
MMXIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is.
There, telling it like
there
it
he is. Little Marky Haney.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah.
Little Marky Haney.
We're having a heat wave.
Tropical heat wave. Hi, everybody. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Yes. Wow, 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 wow. Everybody.
We're having a heat wave.
Tropical heat wave.
96 Kara.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96 K-Rock.
Jeez, I still don't get what that dog's doing in there. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob Show, up next to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Just a couple of things on the board, both of them in Fort Myers. We got a crash, Jetport Loop and Treeline Avenue South, and a hit and run, Fort Myers, Winkler Road, and Cypress Lake Drive. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Only bad part about my daddy is, like, he used to question me before he whooped my ass. I was like, just whoop me. Don't do that. Like, he'd be sitting in the dark, right? Smoking a cigarette, just chilling, just waiting for me to come home. So tell me what happened. We was in class and I gotta pee. I just want whoopings. Never seen him cry. I take it one time we got pulled over. We just left like the corner store. We was getting some little candy cigarettes. I wanted to be just like him. I got me some candy cigarettes. He got pulled over. Cops slammed him on the hood of the car. And I guess me saying that made him sad. So he got back in the car. He was a little teared up. Sitting in my seat. Pulled up my candy cigarette. So what happened?
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Do you care to elaborate on your desires for my new mother-in-law?
Oh, geez. That was awkward.
Look, man.
Yep.
Look, man.
I'll let you talk, and then I'm going to tell you what went
on. Okay, look, we're at the wedding. Stan's getting married. Everything's good. And I looked over at Stan's mother-in-law, and I said, my God, she is drop-dead gorgeous. I said, man, I wonder if I have a shot at this. And then I got to thinking. I said, you know, maybe I do. Maybe I do. But I'm going to tell you something. That woman has got it going on. She is fine, son.
All right, now I'll tell you what I was faced with.
Well, I do remember you. I was on the periphery of that because I was talking to Uncle Mike, but I did hear that out of the corner. And it seemed like you said, "Go ahead, Dave."
Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, she's into it.
Well, here's what happened. Because, yeah.
You got a good shot, Dave.
Just as soon as the I do's were done.
Yeah.
And we walk back down the aisle, and then we walked out because I needed a cool smoke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Filthy smokers.
Yeah.
So, it's... were you even there for that part? You had to have been there when he brought up... my mother-in-law.
No, he wasn't there.
Yeah, where were you?
I heard you guys talking about
that
it.
Was
I
was back talking up there.
But you were with Uncle Mike.
I was talking to Uncle Mike.
Yeah, that's what it was. So, Dave.
Man.
Goes up to my wife and says, is that your mom over there?
Yeah, what do you think?
You think I got a shot at it?
Oh, Jesus.
Now, this is saying it to a new bride.
At her wedding.
At her wedding. And, of course, she says, you know, she's a little taken aback by it at first.
No, she smiled.
And then said, oh, go ahead, Dave. Go ask
her. Dave, do you know what you're saying to that young lady?
She smiled and laughed.
You're asking a young lady if she thinks it would be a good idea for you to bone her mother.
I'm not saying we were going to go bone, but, I mean, we could go out and maybe, you know.
Towards what end?
Have a drink.
With an eye towards what?
Boning. But I mean, my God, the woman's got a body on her.
So my wife goes up to her mother and says,
how'd you like to
see this guy over here?
Yeah.
He wants to take you out.
Damn right.
Now,
Dave, did you give any thought at all as to the potential ramifications of that? Well, any thought at all?
Initially?
Yeah.
No. Of course you don't. Now, the only thing that I heard afterwards is because he clammed up about it, because he was hanging out with her and us that Thursday night.
Oh, yeah, we talked a lot.
And he didn't say as the word I got was, you stopped him in his tracks.
Yep. Remember me and you had the talk.
That you forbid him from talking to my mother-in-law.
We had the talk and said, you know, that, you said, you know what, Dave, that's probably not the brightest move.
Yeah, well, it's it all goes back to Stan's philosophy I was helping you with, which is think things through to their logical conclusion.
Well, I was just thinking
what would
about
come of that? You know, I'll tell you what would come of it.
You know
Absolute law text line that would make Dave my father-in-law.
All I was thinking about was just...
What, sex? No, that's what you were thinking about, sex.
Showing her one good time in Las Vegas.
What are you talking about?
And that
about?
Would linger for years.
I will say this, Dave. She was flattered. She was flattered.
I'm sure.
And if you wanted to just go and have a drink
That's
with her,
initially,
that was would have possibly have been okay.
That was
but
the
as
initial.
Haney has pointed out in his advice, the ramifications of that wouldn't be nice. It wouldn't. And then, of course,
let's put it this way, Dave: a situation like that, you're not paying cash. You're going to be paying on the installment plan for years.
Well, and she's currently involved with somebody that's about three times the size of you.
Well, that's why you go out of town.
And would crush you. That's why you go out of town.
You know, your wedding really,
man, she's something.
She's a very nice lady.
Are you still crushing on Stan's mother-in-law?
Bro, man, I'm telling you, personality, she made me laugh, and I'm making her laugh, and it was like, you know what? There could be something here.
Now, if you want to continue this, I can go and...
Don't worry. I've already got it all lined up.
You're not going to offer to pay for the date, are you?
I will. No, you know, if the two of you would like to go out, I'll pay for the date.
Don't worry. I know when she's coming back and already got her number.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's true. She is coming down.
And you got her number?
You got her number?
Yeah, man. We're good.
What, my wife give it to you?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.